Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Friday, September 20th, 2024. Pre-market report. People, as usual, we have to talk about a bunch of things. Let's start off with this. So just yesterday, the stock market hit record highs for the Dow, record highs for the S&P 500. Although the NASDAQ did put on the biggest gain, still the laggard here. But in my opinion, and I've spoken about this repeatedly for I don't know how long, now many, many months, the opportunity is going to be here in tech. But we need to refocus just a little bit on how we are going to put our cash to work in this freak show. This is a freak show with distortions that are only going to get monumentally worse here with what central banks are doing, the Fed specifically. Now, let me bring something to your attention here. The Federal Reserve has been using a word here called recalibration. Have you seen this? Have you heard this lately? It's getting some coverage here, at least on CNBC, this new buzzword, recalibration of policy. This isn't a recalibration at all. What we're seeing here is the same story, a repeat performance, although I believe on a much greater scale than we've ever seen before. Meaning the Fed's going to get in here, coordinating with the other central banks, keeping rates artificially suppressed, which means massive currency devaluation. So we need to, again, just kind of maybe recalibrate our thinking. All right, so what we're going to do, these are the smartest moves, and I'm going to outline this for you right now, and just stick around because we have a lot more to cover. Our method of attacking this entire situation, if we realize, okay, it's too easy, understand that the mechanism here of quantitative easing, artificially suppressed rates, currency devaluation is going to persist. The Fed already said, I mean, I've never seen anything like this before in the history of my life, and I studied the Fed like you can't even believe. Never before have we seen a simultaneous, I mean, immediate, release of information. When the Fed FOMC meeting concluded on Wednesday, the moment that the Fed said, hey, guess what, everybody, we're cutting 50 basis points, they released their plan for the rest of this year and through next year. Again, what did this do? Bam! Just stripped uncertainty right out of the market. The Fed saying, hey, everyone, we got your back. Don't worry, it's going to be a free-for-all. I mean, that's really what they said. And then, of course, yesterday, the day after the Fed meeting, we had some volatility on the Fed day. Me and my Lions, we jumped in here yesterday, and we held our fire for about 3 weeks. I mean, it took a lot of patience. We, me, my Lions, all of you out here who are in the market like me, and we're going to talk about commodities in a moment here, and cryptocurrency as well. You know, we've been buying every dip in this market for years, and to say the least, it has paid off because we understand the mechanism here. We held our fire patiently for 3 weeks. We got in here. Yesterday, we did very well. I love that. You know, let me just say this. I have heard from hundreds of you who, and I want to thank all of you from my heart for this, for pulling 1% of the profit that you made yesterday and pay it forward. And I really appreciate that, people. You want things in life, you gotta give, man. You gotta give. So donate to a charity you believe in. Some of you actually asked me, and this is fine. Hey, Greg, is it okay if I donate 1% to Donald Trump, to his campaign? Absolutely. Just pay it forward. If you feel like that's some kind of charity, whatever, he's a billionaire, could use a few more dollars, then just go ahead and do it, all right? Just the bottom line is, pay it forward. If you feel that's how you want to pay it forward, that's fine. All right. I believe it should be more like a charity kind of thing, but if you consider that a charity, that's fine. Excuse me. Anyway, people, let's talk, you and me. We got so much more to cover. All right. So let's set the stage here. There's no recalibration going on here, going back to the Fed. It's a matter of what they're about to do, and they've made their announcement. It's a free-for-all for the market. So with the market, it's a no-brainer. And I understand that. Stop focusing on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500, or the NASDAQ. You all know that. The Feds have already made it clear what they're about to do. Pump this market. Make sure it stays propped up. It's too simple. And that means, again, we are going to re-engage buying every single dip that comes along. We only held our fire for 3 weeks. We've been buying everything for years, and that's what we're going to continue to do. However, let's think for a moment here. Let's put our heads together. If we realize this mechanism is not going to stop, stock market is too simple. Let's refocus here on what I want to show you this real quick. All right. And you know this is going on. We're getting record high with regard to gold. But silver really should be getting more attention. Silver has been outperforming gold for at least a year. And silver, as you all know, is Greg's favorite asset of all time. I believe that sincerely these things are going. Relative to debt, people, there's no better place to be. All right, this is really what I want you to focus on here. There's no better place to be in commodities, especially, but more specifically, gold and silver. Why? Why gold and silver, and more specifically, silver? Again, you know my take on this. Relative to debt, which is going to balloon around this world more so than you can imagine. I mean, way more so, believe me. Even more than me, it's too much what we're seeing in this coordinated effort by central banks. Okay. Commodities, especially those that have been artificially suppressed here. I mean, think about it. Gold, silver, and commodities priced in dollars. The dollar is going to be decimated moving forward. Decimated by this, by the mechanism artificially suppressed rates. It's a no-brainer. I mean, all you need is a fraction of one functioning brain cell to understand this. So what we need to do is, yes, we are going to be buying the dips in this market that comes along, every one of them, no doubt. But you might want to think about allocating more funds here into commodity exposure in your hand, physical, in your freaking hand. I can't stress this another way. Let me show you what's going on this morning here. So these are stock futures. They're down slightly. You can see gold and silver here higher. Bitcoin too. Now, I'm bringing up Bitcoin again for a reason. Trump keeps talking about it. He keeps talking about Bitcoin, 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 crypto president, whatever. So, look, I'm just going to throw this out here, people, all right? In the event that Trump is selected, the man is putting everything he's got, it appears, into Bitcoin. Look at some of his NFTs. He has these art things that he's selling, $99 a piece. He has one with a B on the side. He's dressed up in an outfit, a funky thing with a B. Bitcoin, okay? So Trump is pushing this Bitcoin thing to a very high order. Keep that in mind. So I want you to understand that. Now, there's a couple other things that Trump is actually saying right now, which I want to cover in a moment. Just hold that thought. Anyway, look, this is what's going on here with the market. All right, even though the stock futures are lower, but again, we're going to buy all the dips that come along. It's too simple. Easy money, oceans of it. More than that, I don't know, tidal waves, tsunamis of easy money are going to be thrown at this market to keep it propped up. You know that. The illusion of the market, people are going to be all giddy about their investment plans, their 401ks. Let them do that. We're going to do that too, but we're going to think about maybe allocating whatever you've been allocating. Let's say if you have the ability to do this every month, a few dollars into commodities here, silver, 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 silver. Maybe you want to increase that by, I don't know, 20%. Let's just throw that out here. Now, with regard to the data, I am going to continue to cover it. I did take a poll yesterday. It was pretty much split down the middle. Now, just refocus on this real quick. Jobless claims fall to lowest since May. This is what they're trying to tell us again, but we got hiring here at a historic low. We have vanishing jobs. The economy is being destroyed by design from the inside, and this is going to continue moving forward, no doubt about it. More deceptions, more lies, more distractions, more deceptions, period. So far, we're on the same page. Okay, you know what I'm talking about. Now, if we go to Bitcoin, where I was going a moment ago with this, and cryptocurrency across the board, in Greg Mannarino's view, based upon the fact that the entire value of the crypto space is about the size of one Dow component, The room for growth here is exponential. And the fact that, Trump keeps pushing, pushing Bitcoin, Bitcoin. Nothing else but Bitcoin. I mean, that's pretty much the only word that comes out of his mouth with regard to crypto, other than he wants to make the United States, you know, the crypto capital of the world. And now him and his sons have gotten together with a project to create a crypto banking system where they can borrow, where people can borrow and lend, and investors can make money through transactions. You know, I'm not saying to invest in this. But if he is selected, it looks like he's really going to do something here with cryptocurrency. Not so much to make the United States the constitutional money capital of the world. As a matter of fact, let's talk about that. So Trump came out again, floating out an idea. And, you know, let's talk about this, all right? Let's give a little credit where credit's due, what Trump is saying. But I also want to tell you the other side of what's happening. So Trump is saying he wants to make the Fed less independent. But what he's saying is he believes that the president should have input into what the Fed does. Okay, so if this became true and Trump is not selected, would you really trust this in the hands of anybody else here? Let's say if Harris is selected. I don't think so. What's missing here from what Trump is saying about less independent from the Fed is, first of all, he believes, again, that the president should have more control. If that were the case, during Trump's tenure, what did he want? What was he calling for? Negative rates. That means you would have to pay for the privilege to keep your cash in the bank. And the currency would have been destroyed because he was saying he wants a weaker dollar. This would not help you. It would, of course, vastly help the Federal Reserve and, of course, the entire banking system. Imagine having to pay for the privilege to keep your cash in one of these institutions. No, it's a very bad, in my view, suggestion. What's missing here from what Trump is saying is the Fed should have less independence. As you say, let's get rid of this organization. It doesn't need to exist at all. We do not need to live under the rulership and whatever of a central bank. We're being destroyed. They're eliminating us. And again, both Harris and Trump are calling for the same thing that the Fed just started. Lower rates. Okay, how does this help you? It doesn't. It's going to inflate real estate prices. It's going to keep the stock market in a hyper bubble. Although, the other side of this is absolutely, commodities are going to be more on sale than ever before based upon exploding debt here. But I think the last thing we need is a president, because whoever it might be, some brain dead individual who's just a puppet anyway, you know, to pull the strings here and help the Fed inflate even more. Imagine, as I said, imagine if this were true and the president had some less independence because the president could weigh in. According to Trump, we would have negative rates and we would have had a weaker dollar than we have right now. Could you imagine the disaster area that we would be in right now? We need to get rid of this organization. We need someone with enough guts to say it. Ain't going to be him. Certainly ain't going to be Harris. Okay, they're just playing right into the Fed's game, calling for lower rates, weaker currency. You can't make this stuff up. Anyway, look, man. So basically, what I want you to focus on here, the smartest things that you could be doing right now to take advantage of this thing that we're in. Again, there's no reality here. There's no price discovery mechanism behind the stock market, meaning, you know, there should be in every transaction, there's a buyer and a seller, and that's how it works. That's a free market. We don't have that anymore. We have a gorilla in the room, a creature, a monster, and that's the Federal Reserve. They're involved in every single transaction you make. Even if you go out and buy a pack of gum, they're involved in here because, again, weaker currency, artificially suppressed rates is inflating prices. You understand? God forbid if we had negative rates like Trump wanted, or a weaker currency like Trump, it would be twice as worse. He doesn't understand the economy. I was giving the guy a lot of credit. Either he doesn't understand it, or doesn't understand finance, or he's playing right along with the Fed here, with Harris, who has no idea. Harris has adopted every idea that's come out of Trump's mouth with regard to Trump was the first guy to say, I promise you lower rates. Now you got Harris with saying the same freaking thing. Imagine my shock. And now Trump wants to put a cap here on, sounds great on paper, the rate of interest that these criminal organizations can charge on credit card balances here once you make it 10%. All these banks are going to do is raise your credit limit. People are so irresponsible. It's going to make them borrow more. Trump knows that. Playing right into what the Fed wants, obviously. That's what they're doing here, people. Wake the freak up. If you think either one of these things, creatures, pukes, vomitous masses, they're not even human, is on your side, then you are really done. Done as done can possibly be, unfortunately. And you're going to lose. You are going to lose. No matter how you look at it, we the people lose. This is the best we have to offer here? Really? Honestly, Trump and Harris? With a laughing stock of the world, man. With a laughing stock of the world. Anyway, people, so anyway, the premise here. Yes, we're going to continue to buy the dips moving along here, as we've done for years. It's going to pay off. It's been paying off. J-E-P-I, J-E-P-Q, more specifically. Why J-E-P-Q? Because tech is going to benefit here from the Fed cutting rates, and this is going to be already announcement all through 2025. But we're going to refocus a little bit more on commodities here. If we understand that we haven't seen a damn thing with regard to suppressed rates, artificially suppressed rates, with regard to currency devaluation, understanding commodities are priced in dollars. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? You want to sit back and suck your thumb off here and do nothing? You better take action. If you're not in the market, that's fine. That's fine. It's not for everybody, but you gotta be in commodities, more specifically silver, people. And again, with Trump, with all the Bitcoin, crypto president, U.S. cryptocurrency capital of the world, you're not, again, not the constitutional money capital of the world, because he wants the Fed there. He just wants a little less independence. In other words, he wants some say-so here. Maybe he would call for negative rates again. Wow. Imagine what that would do to the people in this nation here. Utter, complete destruction. But again, he's telling you, Bitcoin. I don't know, does he have Tourette's syndrome? Bitcoin. I mean, come on, man. I don't know what to tell you. But me, I just bought XRP. I'm not saying XRP is a better value here or anything else. I'm telling you that the crypto space, in aggregate, all of it, is massively undervalued based upon several factors. Number one is how thinly held it is. All right, and I think we're going to see this turn around. Again, the debt market meltdown is going to cause a shift here with cash bleeding out of the debt market, which is, of course, going to melt down stock markets around the world. Cash is just going to move. It doesn't grow little money wings and fly to money heaven. La, 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 la. Doesn't do that. No, it just moves into other assets. It's going to go into commodities massively. It's going to go into cryptocurrencies, I believe, as well. It's a no-brainer, man. It's a no-brainer to put this stuff together. All right, people, look, this guy here got your back always. Always. I will never let you down. So I want to hear from you. Do you think that we should, again, continue to buy the dips in this market, maybe focus a little more on commodities here, silver more specifically, understanding the mechanism here, cryptocurrency, maybe Bitcoin because Trump keeps talking about it? I don't know. Let me know what you think here. Again, later, people, we'll cover this more of this later. 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. I really hope to see that. We got about 2,000 people there. That's a pretty good number. We had 3,000 the day before that. I really would love to engage with more of you one-on-one and answer your questions. So have some questions ready for me. I will see you later, as we always do, people. But we can't be beaten. Do you realize how strong we are? Do you realize how literally invincible we are? Number one, we know who's the boss. We know who's the boss. You know what I'm talking about? And then we got each other's backs. It's a beautiful thing to be part of this community. I may be the daddy lion, but all of you here are equal participants in this thing that we've built. It's a worldwide family, a worldwide phenomenon in many ways. And I'm so proud to be a part of this thing that we've built together, honestly, over all these years. All right? Love you from the heart. I mean that. Please comment here. Let me know what you think. Put any comment. You know it helps the algorithms. So just put anything. Say hi, Greg. Anyway, all right. Love you all. See you later, okay? Until we meet again, take care of yourselves and take care of each other.